This farmer's market is begging for our hands to entwine.
Hello, and welcome to episode number 2 of Wandering Your Wild podcast. I'm your host, I'm Jenny Baird, and today we are going to be talking about track number 2 from my album, The Wild Is Me, and this song is called Stuck Here in Ohio. So the story behind the song basically is that I was texting with a friend one summer about what our plans were for the summer, what vacations we were taking, etc. And I think I was going to Glacier National Park that year, and he was just doing some other simple camping trip. And he texted me back and was like, oh my gosh, that's so cool. I'm just doing this camping trip. Like, otherwise I'm stuck here in Ohio. And that phrase caught my attention because so many of us Ohioans are like, hey, yeah, I'm just stuck in Ohio. I came back for family, or I just never left. And we have this sense of like, Ohio's not great. Everywhere else is, you know, so many places are better. And being the, you know, snarky songwriter that I am, I was like, I want to turn that phrase on its head. And I think it struck me to turn that phrase on its head because when it came in to my phone, I was literally like chasing the sunset. I was driving on a back road. I was just driving into the setting sun. Every time I hit a dead end, I would turn. And then as soon as I got the chance, I would turn back towards the setting sun. So you'll hear a lyric in the, I think it's in the first verse that talks about the back roads. So there's something so beautiful and peaceful about an Ohio country rolling hills back road at sunset, at dusk. It just, my whole body just like relaxes and it's so good. So anyways, that's part of that lyric. So anyhow, that kind of struck me, that phrase struck me, and I wrote a few lyrics in my notes app on my phone. And then a while later, I was playing a gig at a farmer's market, and I was just, you know, playing songs in the background, watching couples walking through the farmer's market, holding hands. And sometimes when I'm at a farmer's market, especially if I'm just playing and not people aren't necessarily paying attention, I'm just in the background, I'll start to improvise a little bit and work on a few song ideas, just writing song ideas. So at this farmer's market, I started writing this song. I started improvising it. And so that's where the line, this farmer's market is begging for our hands to entwine. That's where that line came from. And then I just, as I was continuing to write the song in that chorus, stuck here in Ohio with you, in love here in Ohio with you, I think that whole chorus is kind of reflective of my life experiences, where if I'm in love with someone or, first of all, before I say that, let's just clarify that I'm a huge dreamer, right? My initial plan for my life was to be the next, you know, Taylor Swift, who I adore. So I don't say that in like a rolling my eyes way because I love Taylor Swift. But, you know, that was what my dream was, to be a touring musician, to not stay in Ohio, to get out, to go travel the world doing my music. So I always had that dream, and I always sort of had this sense of I would never give up the things that I feel called to and that I have big dreams about just for another person, even if I did love them. And so all of that to say, when I have been in love before and could see myself building a life with someone, I do get a sense of like, maybe I don't have to accomplish my dreams in the exact format that I thought. Maybe I could be fine with a small life with a Midwest view, which is part of the chorus of the song. So I think this song really encapsulates a lot of the experiences that I've had with just beautiful, ordinary moments here in Ohio. The second verse talks about, you know, it rained all day, the skies were begging us to stay home. So, you know, we toasted marshmallows on the stove after work. It's like a very romantic picture in my head, but I have to tell you, this is so funny. That actually is a real situation that happened with me and my friends. I was wanting to have a bonfire for my birthday, but it just was pouring rain all day. So we toasted marshmallows over my stove, my gas stove. Ah, don't come for me. That's probably, you know, not like a very healthy thing to do. But we did it, so I guess you can come for me. Whatever. Anyways, that's sort of the song. That's the story behind the song. Let's see, is there anything else I want to talk about? I think the bridge. Oh yeah, so the bridge of the song just talks about like the joys and the sorrows of life and the sorrows, and also within the sorrows, the choice to find joy, the choice to rejoice. Very many oises there, you know? but yeah, and then just this idea that at the end of our life, we're not going to regret it if we have loved well, and we have, even if we've always stayed in this small place that we have been for so long, we don't have to have a big life to be happy at the end of our days, to be happy with the life that we've lived. So there you go. That's the story behind the song. I'm going to go ahead and play the song for you, and then I'm going to run my mouth a little bit more.
This farmer's market is begging for our hands to entwine. These lonely back roads are begging for your lips to meet mine. So let's burn our passports in the setting sun, and I will stay forevermore. Stuck here in Ohio with you, in love here in Ohio with you. I don't mind a small life with a Midwest view when I'm stuck here in Ohio with you. It rained all day, the skies were big and to just stay home. So after work we toasted marshmallows on the stove. Who needs a passport to a far off place? I'll never mind the choice to stay. Stuck here in Ohio with you, in love here in Ohio with you. I don't mind a small life with a Midwest view when I'm stuck here in Ohio with you. Just to be stuck here in Ohio with you, in love here in Ohio with you. I don't mind a small life with a Midwest view when I'm stuck here in Ohio with you.
All right. Thanks for listening to that with me. Man, I love that song. And I love that I can say that about a song that I wrote. It makes my heart so happy. All right. So the theme I want to talk about today is how to revel in the ordinary. And I do want to say a couple things first before we sort of really go there. I want to talk about what I'm not talking about. What I'm not talking about is this sense that you have to give up your dreams so that you can be present and be in the moment. I'm not talking about invalidating your feelings, like I shouldn't be feeling this way, so I should find a way to revel in the ordinary and find beauty so that I'm not feeling the way that I shouldn't be feeling. No. We are not doing that. And I'm not even talking about trying to convince yourself that something is good enough for you when your heart is like pointing you so strongly elsewhere. And why are these things in my head? Because I think I spent a lot of years doing that. I had big dreams of going out on the road and being on tour as a musician. And first of all, like, I think those dreams are like visions that I sort of picked up from the world around me. But the real dream, the most important dream that is deep in my heart is I have to write songs. I have to record them. I have to give them to the world. I have to perform. It's like what I was made to do in so many ways. And my heart suffocates when I'm not doing that. So I am definitely not talking about like, hey, you know, I can give all that up to have a family or to have a lover or to, if it means that I have to stay here and give up those things, I can totally do that. That's not what I'm talking about. No. I don't want our hearts to suffocate, and I don't want us to try to revel in the ordinary as a replacement for what your heart is like pointing you towards. But what I am talking about is how can we invite more beauty into our experience and into our lives, even when things aren't fully realized yet. Even if you are in a place where you feel like this isn't where I belong, this is a transition, I have big sights to go somewhere else. Even if your dream is so hard right now and it's just not getting off the ground, how can we also invite in being present and having, like, recognizing the beauty that's already around us? So that is what we are talking about. And I want to talk about a few moments from my own life over the last few years where I have been able to interact with my emotions from a different perspective, especially hard emotions like grief, like sadness. Now, before, I would always just try to get away from these emotions. I might try to think my way out of it until I felt better. I might try to distract myself with something fun. I probably just pretended a lot of the times that I was okay, thinking I could just fake it till I make it and I'll be fine. And what I learned and am learning and have learned is that emotions have movement and they need to move through the body. And the more that I try to rush that process, the more stuck and the more kind of festering that emotion gets. So here's a couple stories and kind of what I learned from them. One time I was getting ice cream and I was really sad, just kind of on my own on a summer evening. And having gotten to know my own body a little bit better over a couple of years and sort of understanding where emotions like show up in my body, I started to pay attention to that sadness, and I started to push back against my normal response of like, just figure out a way to be happy. And I was like, what does this sadness like want right now? And as I focused in where, like into my body where I felt that sadness, I noticed that the sadness made me feel like moving. It made me feel like dancing, which I was like, what? Sadness wants to dance? And I was driving, licking my ice cream cone and driving. But I thought, let me just see if I can sway my body a little bit while I'm driving the way the sadness feels. And it was just so cool because as I started to pay attention and follow the movement of that sadness, it ended up being able to just kind of like complete whatever cycle it needed to complete. And I felt so much better. I was like, what? This is amazing. I can't believe that I could have had such a different experience for so long if I had just paid attention to the movement of my emotions. So of course, a while later, after I had that experience, I had another experience where I was just kind of in some deep grief and deep sadness. And again, wanting to push back against my old pattern of just do what you can to be okay, I decided, you know what? I'm going to go into the body and feel where that is. See what that emotion wants. And I just got this picture of myself riding a bike. So I was like, okay, I guess I'm going to go hop on the towpath and ride my bike and see if we can't move this emotion through the body so that I cannot have a bad night. So the whole bike ride was sort of this push and pull with myself of just allow this feeling, just feel it. Just pay attention to where it is in the body. See if there's any movement. Just allow it to be there. So I did that. And then I would get impatient and be like, okay, I let this process happen, right? I should feel good. And I'm like, nope, it's still big. It's still there. So while I was on the bike, I just started imagining that my whole body could just sort of expand to hold this grief, and that there was plenty of space inside of me for this grief to exist and not take over, but exist and be what it needed to be. And it was such a cool experience because as I sort of allowed my unconscious mind to expand the space for the grief, I was able to start noticing how much beauty was around me on the trail and spent some different time getting off the bike and sitting on a bench. And it was just this beautiful experience. And even at the end of that bike ride, I was like still just so heavy-hearted. And I was like, you know what? It's okay. What else is my body asking for? Since this heaviness is still there, even though I've tried to quote unquote process it. And I just realized like, oh, it just needs me to stop trying. It needs me to rest. So I went home and I made myself some food or ordered pizza. Who knows? I can't remember. And I just watched TV. And the next morning I felt amazing. And that moment really kind of solidified for me that, first of all, no two situations or moments are the same. And even if I have this way of being or this tool that, like, in my mind works for one situation, it may not work the same way for another situation. Your body and your emotions need what they need. And it's more about like listening and partnering with that rather than trying to run a program that's going to fix it. Oof. How much do we like fixing things? How much do I like fixing things? That is so not what life is about, isn't it? Oof. We're such fixers. Nope, we don't need that. Most of the time, we don't need that. We need presence with ourselves and we need a new set of listening skills. So what I want to leave you with today are a couple things you can do to engage this process of listening to both your emotions and your body in a different way so that you can see where that might lead and what you can do to partner with and support yourself in that difficult moment. The first thing is a technique for regulating your nervous system, utilizing your peripheral vision. Now, this is really great to just bring your sense of awareness like back into your body and expand it a little bit so that you just have a little more space to feel like you're holding your emotion rather than just reacting to it. Okay, so here's what you're going to do. Go ahead and find a spot on the wall to stare at. And keeping your eyes right in that spot, just go ahead and start to become more aware of your peripheral vision. Notice what comes into your awareness on the sides around you. And then start to become aware of even the space behind you and above you, and see what that does to the feelings happening in your body. For me, this creates a sense of expansion in my body so that it does feel more like there's space for the emotion that I'm having, and there's also space for me to move and not simply be stuck with that emotion. So that's why I love this technique. And sometimes I even get a little bit of a floaty feeling. I love it. But so that's what you can do. And then to take it even further, you can imagine that place in your body where you're feeling that emotion, you can imagine that space around that emotion expanding and growing larger so that the emotion doesn't take up quite as much space, so that there's room for other things as well. For me, this is a beautiful way of both experiencing what I'm experiencing, of not invalidating my emotions, but also seeing that there's room for other things to come in, seeing that there's room for me to notice and enjoy the light on the window pane where there's raindrops, or maybe to notice and enjoy other sensations that are happening in my body, like the wind brushing across my skin, even just to notice what I'm hearing, that there's traffic outside my window and also birds, or maybe the kids at the basketball court across the street screaming and laughing in the summer evening. These practices are just one way that we can really practice fully holding and allowing whatever experience we are having while also expanding our capacity to look for and welcome in beauty and joy along with whatever else is happening in our lives. So I hope these things can offer you maybe a new way to connect more deeply with yourself, to partner with yourself, and offer yourself a more gentle, compassionate way to move through difficult emotions. All right, I think that pretty much wraps us up for today. I would love to hear from you, any thoughts you have from the podcast today, any comments, anything. You can always find me on Instagram at the.jenny.baird, and I will put that in the show notes. And you can also visit my website if you are interested in more coaching along these lines. And thank you once again for being here today and for listening and for engaging with this kind of a thing. All right, we will see you next week for episode 3.
Stuck here in Ohio with you. In love here in Ohio with you. I don't mind a small life with a Midwest view. When I'm stuck here in Ohio.